With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now, did you know that there's a magic number when it comes to our wardrobes? Well, broadcaster and sustainability expert Fionnuala Moran joins me in the studio to chat about why the number 74 means to her and how we can shine more sustainably this Christmas. Fionnuala, you're very welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I feel like I've got my astrology charts out or something here to be like, yes, it's 74. That's what we're trying to channel this year with our wardrobes. Let's
yourself
go.
And Emma Power, like, a go. You're like, oh yeah, it's all numbers as meaning. It's fab.
Crystals charged, et cetera.
I mean, I've talked about it for the last like hour on the show about the fact that you're going to be talking about 74. Why is 74 the magic number when it comes to the clothes that we own?
So basically, this is what is called a sufficiency wardrobe. If you've ever been like trying to do a capsule wardrobe and be like, it's just not for me, it's too much minimalism, I'm not that organized of a gal to have like all of these perfect little timeless pieces together, or it's a bit too repetitive or boring, 1,000,000%. It's very chic and I'm so jealous of the people who can do it, but I'm a little bit tacky, I'm a bit of a magpie, I like my colour, I'm not quite capsule. This is much more achievable for me. So this was put together by the Hot and Cool Institute, and they're basically this really interesting climate institute, and they look at things like overconsumption, which is something we have a massive problem with in Ireland. I know we kind of tend to look to say like Taylor Swift's, Kim Kardashian's and everyone else using their private jets and we go, oh, I'm fine. I'm not like, I'm good with my sustainability. I'm not doing that. But in Ireland, we consume double the EU average of clothing. So that is a huge, huge amount of clothes that we're buying. So if we want to get a little handle on this, this is something we can do. You might have seen the trend on social media. People are counting how many items of clothing they have in their wardrobe now, excluding your knickers and your socks and whatever else.
They're necessities. Like, I need 74 going on holidays alone.
100%. But this is more kind of the bigger things, our coats, our tops, our jeans, etc. like that. If you can get that number to 74, you are flying. Now, it is realistically going to be so much higher for so many people in Ireland, but it's a really interesting way to kind of do our clear rates. And it's basically about finding things that are working really hard for us in the wardrobes. They're really good material. They're going to keep being able to be paired with different things and be used year after year after year. So it's a great way to kind of frame our consumption and just think like, when we are purchasing things, and we're avoiding these one-off purchases. We're like, oh, I can wear that for this, but I'll never ever wear it again. Yeah. So it's a great way to do that as well. And I don't know if anyone's seen recently, this just, I think, is the perfect visual to be like, oh, we have a big problem here. Yeah. Waste colonialism is a big thing that we're dealing with at the moment. And this is basically when we consume absolutely loads of stuff here, especially when it's really, really low quality, hyper fast fashion, that has to go somewhere. So when we've worn it once and we're disposing it, that's the take, make, waste economy. Thankfully, we're moving more towards a circular economy now. If you hop onto The Guardian, they have a really powerful video recently of all of those swathes of disposable clothing washing up on the beaches in Ghana. Mm. And they're the people who are having to deal them with all of our hyper-consumption. So there is no such thing as a way with our clothing. That's something we need to be really, really mindful of. So buying much better when we're looking at things like that.
Okay, you mentioned it there, but does that basically just describe a sufficiency wardrobe as opposed to a capsule wardrobe? Capsule, we've seen it. It's like, you know, you've got one good white shirt, you've got a pair of black pants, and there's like a jumper and everything kind of interchanges. And it's, I love when people look that chic, just like you said, but again, not for me. Sufficiency wardrobe then, this is it. It's having a little bit more, but it can get you through everything. It can get you through party season. It can get you through, you know, your day to day.
Absolutely. There's a little bit more colour to it, a bit more flair, a bit more personality. It's not as restrictive, because a lot of these things, be it like zero waste capsule wardrobes, there can be kind of like an element of nearly punishing yourself or perfectionism with them that's really, really hard to keep up with. And I just find this is much more flexible. It's much more forgiving. And it's a little bit of fun, because I know personally when my own sustainable fashion journey started, I was absolutely guilty of being like overflowing wardrobe, but nothing to wear. And it's basically just about escaping that kind of trundle wheel of being like, oh, I have to buy more things now because I can't see what I even have. This is where you see what you have, you love what you have, and you're able to keep using it all of the time.
Talk to us there, because you mentioned it, your sustainability journey. Like, I mean, you were kind of like everybody else, like every other gal, you know what I mean? I am generalizing here an awful lot, but it was like, I need the next new thing, I need to do my like hauls, I need a new autumn wardrobe, I need a new winter wardrobe, I need my summer, my spring. When did that change for you?
100%. And that's new through absolutely no fault of our own. Like, we all came up at the same time that Instagram was exploding and fast fashion was coming. So like, the whole being able to get things delivered to your door every other day of the week was a mad new phenomenon.
It was. And also, I think for me and for all of my friends too, when we were like going to discos in the noughties, like, you know, we did what everybody's doing now, where you would like share, one person would have the skirt, one person would have the other skirt. I was like, that's all you wore to a disco. And a top, but you interchanged a lot of it. So when we got to the point of affordable fast fashion, we were so excited by it because it didn't exist before. And then we lost the run of ourselves and now we're trying to rein it back in again.
Absolutely. And it is this kind of thing of like trying to be celebrities all the time as well. And I'm not saying that in any kind of facetious way, but like I remember there was a guy in MTV Cribs and he used to brag about being like only wearing all of his white t-shirt once and then he binned them, and there was another guy doing the same with runners. Like, and we have all kind of assimilated to that because of social media now, because we're taking our own outfit pictures, we're being out there, we kind of got into this mindset of I can only wear that once, I've been seen in that before, blah blah blah. But yeah, my own sustainability journey, I watched this documentary and I cannot recommend it enough for anyone who wants a reset with their consumption or just have their eyes opened a little bit, because I had such cognitive dissonance about the impact of my purchases, because I was buying these things, I would have considered myself a feminist, and I did not realise at all the impact that they were having on the largely female garment worker force who can't even protest for fairer wages. And then I also didn't realise the environmental impact they were having, because I'd gone vegan the year before, I thought I'd already saved the world doing that, as every freshly minted vegan does, wrecking people's heads. And then I was like, okay, no, my fashion choices when I'm floating through like wherever every other week is like very, very impactful. So for me, it was a really powerful way to reset my love for fashion, because I do adore my clothes and I've got such a grow for them again. But it was kind of the paradox of choice had really taken over, because we've endless options. And now when I'm, say, shopping secondhand, or I did a buying ban for 6 months to start off my sustainable fashion journey, which was fascinating, just seeing like Pavlov's dogs where the bells are ringing telling you to buy. I was like, ooh. So I had to like curate my social media feed. I had to like stop looking at the visually merchandised beautiful windows for a little while as well. It's just a fascinating exercise. So be that looking to do more upcycling in the new year, if you want to do a sewing course, something like that, you can do natural dyeing courses now around Ireland. Absolutely spectacular to breathe a bit of new life into stuff you love that's maybe gone a bit grubby. There's so many ways that we can love what we already have, which is really, really important, because one of the main things that we need to look out for is if we even wear the clothes that we already have for an extra 9 months, we can reduce the carbon footprint of those by 25%. So that's huge.
Like, that is huge.
A quarter of them. And there's only 31% of us in Ireland that see a link between the clothes that we purchase and climate change. And climate change and fashion are totally interrelated. I think the fashion industry is responsible for 10% of global carbon emissions. So that's a huge, huge thing that we can be impacting ourselves with what we put in our back every single day. It's only coming after food, housing and transport. So that'll tell you how big it is in the grand scheme of things. Yeah. It's a really powerful place to start our journeys.
It's huge. The upcycling that you mentioned there is so important. And it's actually amazing because you've got so many things in your wardrobe that you can repurpose, and you have a brand new outfit out of them that you can wear loads and nobody else has it. And it's pretty cool. You're like, oh yeah, no, I just got that taken up, taken in, taken into a two piece, like, done whatever. Two pieces are so handy as well.
It's absolutely incredible. And this is the thing, you obviously love the material, the fabric, whatever it was when you bought it, or even the colour. So to have it in something new, maybe if you bought it as a micro trend and that's kind of past now, but you do still love lots of things about it, you can totally reinvent it in fabulous ways. And I feel like there's been such a really fun flourish of people doing that on social media now, be it for red carpets or family weddings or whatever else. Really gorgeous creative reuse of our textiles. So I would love to see so much more of that in the new year.
We are bang into the festive season, all right? And I mean, we are very much embracing it with open arms. Let's talk about sequins though, and glitter, and how that can have a big impact and why we need to be careful with it.
So I'm an absolute magpie. I love my sequins, but if I ever went back to just buy my fashion normally, like off the rack, this is the one thing that I would never buy new again, because it is basically the way they're made. They are microplastics. Mm-hmm. They are taken off these big sheets of plastics. They're punched out like the little paper punchers, and then they're stitched into our clothes. So they're really, really difficult for the garment workers to make. They take ages. They're inhaling lots of different kind of plastic fumes as well, but also they're shedding microplastics everywhere we go. They are the kind of thing as well that we don't really want to see come January. It's kind of all the Christmas glitz looks a bit like, ooh, come the 1st of Jan when we're
beige,
all living our clean lives again. But yeah, so if you can do one thing this year with your sequins, be that a swap shop, maybe mixing it up with pals, saying I have this, who has whatever else, and just trying to buy them secondhand. With the sustainable fashion, I always say like everyone's most sustainable life is going to look so different, but I would say think secondhand first, particularly when it comes to sequins, because as I say, they are just lovely glitzy sheets of microplastics that we don't want to be spreading around.
And right now you will get some great deals on the likes of Depop and any secondhand.
And even sales. Vinted has just come to Ireland as well, much to everyone's delight, because that's like a really, really good platform as well. There's different things like Vestiaire if you love your kind of more designer pieces, or then there's lots of brilliant vintage shops and stuff around that'll have really gorgeous vintage ones that are kind of beaded and sequined as well. So loads of amazing places to get them secondhand.
We could obviously talk about clothes all day, but clothes isn't the only thing that you need to have a little think about in your house. because toys is a huge thing.
Absolutely. And this is a thing as well. If you want to do a little pre-Christmas clear out, which I think is very, very sensible. Like, yeah, there's a lot of Christmas decoration mess that comes along. So if you want to pop any of the toys into charities, that's a great way to kind of do a little clear out. Now, kind of a lot of the charities would say they prefer getting stuff this side of Christmas just because they can be inundated then in the new year. So really, really sensible. If we can get a little bit of time to do it now, that's a huge help for them as well.
And exactly what you said there with all the Christmas decorations, everything's going up. There's a lot of clutter and it's and again, overconsumption. There's a lot in your house. So now is the time to have a little look at your toys and get them into the charity shops. Fionnuala Moran, thank you so much for coming into us again and explaining sufficiency wardrobes. For sustainability tips from broadcaster and sustainability expert Fionnuala Moran, you can find her on Instagram at Fionnuala Moran. And of course, you can catch her right here on The Request Show on 2FM every single Sunday. Thank you so much.
You, thanks.
We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.